Is it fun yet?
I've been having fun all day.
Have you?
Yeah, it started out this morning at 6 a.m. in Jackson, Mississippi, and it's continued to here right now. I've been having – this might be the best day of my life.
Wow. Just wait till tomorrow when you get the CD release party going.
Every day is just better than the last one.
The new album is A River Through It. We will play some selections from there after I clear out the CD machine because it's full of great audio clips from the history of Arkansas sports.
Sweet.
Right now we got to take a break, though, and do some Zone Rewind from the week that was, because it was quite the week indeed. I know you didn't hear because you were hanging out in
Mississippi. Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
All right, well, Monday, and in fact, you got to get in on this next year, Matt Stell. We had the Buzz Golf Tournament.
Yeah, you haven't seen me play golf.
No, I haven't. You don't have to be good at playing it.
Can I send a proxy?
You gonna send Darren?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you gonna send your stick man? Is that right?
Stick.
If you're a drummer, you gotta be a golfer, right? You look like you could hit a ball about 800 miles. You can come and just drive for my team. We did talk to Todd Butler, too, though, the Razorback hitting instructor and associate head coach for the Razorback baseball team. Hogs getting ready to take on the Bulldogs. It is amazing how bad Georgia is at baseball this year. Dead last in the SEC.
Wow.
Whoopik-suey.
From the offensive side, we need Picachello to step up more. Brian Anderson and Tyler Spoon have done a fantastic job. Joe Serrano was outstanding this weekend. Jordan Ferris is a big surprise. He has the 5 RBIs. He has an outstanding weekend as a freshman. And I think that's a huge incentive for our offense to see a freshman compete like he does. You know, yesterday was a scary moment with Wise making the throw to third and throwing out the base runner. He hits his hand on the bat, and, you know, his next few at-bats were not very good. Part of the reason is because his hand was hit the bat, and it scared all of us. We thought we'd just lost him with a broken hand. But
that's all Arkansas needs is injuries. Hopefully they can get it rounded into form. And if you can't do it against Georgia, could be a rough run of the rest of the season. So. Speaking of baseball, in the world of the major leagues, everybody with a little bit of Boston on their minds this week, especially if you're a Boston baseball player like David Ortiz. And he gave a very inspirational speech at a game the other day.
Colorful language.
May have, yes, but the FCC, they're obviously Boston fans as well.
This jersey that we wear today, it doesn't say Red Sox. It says Boston. We want to thank you, Mayor Menino, Governor Patrick, the whole police department, for the great job that they did this past week. This is our city.
You got that right. NFL draft is underway, and we talked to a couple of guys who are hoping to have their names called before the 7th round comes to an end. Those include Chris Gregg and Niall Davis. Chris talking about working out in Philadelphia with Coach Kelly, and Niall Davis about his thoughts of potentially coming back to play for Brett Bielema.
It was good. I didn't get a chance to meet with Coach Kelly individually. I met with the tight ends coach down there. But like you say, he's coming from Oregon. He's bringing a dynamic offense. It was kind of like the other workout. They set us down in the classroom and tried to give us a little install, tried to see how we learned and see how the offense we ran here at Arkansas was similar to that. And it's some similarity. So it's more of an up-tempo style, fast tempo. But, yeah, I think the Eagles are interested because, like you said, he's coming from Oregon, that faster offense, and I think he wants an athletic tight end.
Oh, yeah, I got to go down there and check my boys out. We got the spring game, actually. Mm-hmm. I went to a few practices. I think, they got a few things they need to work on, a few pieces to blend in. But, you know, I think this season should be a good one, you know, especially as far as the running back core goes, you know. So, well, if I was a freshman, I think I was in a perfect spot to go to, you know what I mean? I would have had time to learn it and get used to it. And, develop in it, you know. But since, you know, I had 1 year, probably did okay, you know what I mean? And I'm not sure a whole lot would have changed, you know, in 1 year. But I do know that he would have ran that ball, you know, a lot of times, and I would have enjoyed that. But, you know, I think Jay Will and Nate Holmes and Cody Walker gonna take care of.
Mm-hmm. Also this week, we talked some NBA basketball with Joe Klein, who was in, and we were talking about Allen Iverson and his bankruptcy. Even though he made $150 million just in salary in his career, he somehow is bankrupt. Wow. In fact, during his divorce proceeding, he was so broke, he had to ask for his soon-to-be ex-wife for money so he could go get something to eat. He said, "I don't even have money to get lunch," and she pulled $61 out. That was the number. And gave him 61 bones to go get some lunch. That's sad.
Unbelievable.
Joe Klein talked about getting his first check as an NBA player.
I'll tell you a funny story. Is I was living in a hotel in Sacramento, and I probably told this before, but you know, I got my first check and everything, and I remember just looking at it like, you know, what do I do with this? I mean, I guess I can open a checking account now, you know. And so, I mean, but my dad was calling out there, and I was still in the hotel, and he's like, "What's going on?" So he sent my older brother out there. And I'd found an apartment, and he was like, "Well, you know, why haven't you moved in?" I said, "Man, I don't have anything. I don't have, you know, refrigerator." And he kind of looked at me and goes, "You know, you can afford to buy these things now." And like in one day, we went out and got a bed. And I mean, I was just, I was like, "Well, what do I do?" And he's like, "Well, which bed do you like?" He goes, I like that one.
I like the big one.
Well, we'll take that bed. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's like, it's not real complicated, Joe. You work now and you've made some money. You can, you know, you can buy things. But I mean, I never had money, so I didn't know. You know, I didn't know. I felt nervous spending it. I can tell you that spending that much.
For the record, Joe says he sleeps in a normal size bed, and that if his feet didn't hang off the end, he wouldn't know what to do.
I'm with that a little bit.
Yeah.
I can identify.
I can't. See, I can still sleep in a baby crib. I have a huge advantage over you.
You'd be great in a traveling band.
Yesterday, Brianne Heldman joined us. She is with Yahoo Entertainment, and we were talking about the summer movies that are coming out, and she took a totally unsolicited shot at me. I have no idea why. It's very rude.
But, Justin, I just have to say, you know, I've seen your pictures on Facebook. You're not reading that GQ thoroughly enough.
Oh! She says, "I need to read GQ more. She doesn't like my outfits. She's making fun of my clothes." I know. It's totally hurtful.
Well, she's not exactly wrong.
Well, thanks, Randy. Much like Brianne, this will be your last appearance on the show, too.
Okay.
I think my favorite clip of the week was Uncle Si. Duck Dynasty, men, women, children, all walks of life are tuning in to watch Duck Dynasty every week. Uncle Si, not normally influenced by too much in pop culture, finally saw Ted. Didn't like it much.
I saw this movie about a teddy bear, and it was real bad.
But you just chalk it up to a lesson learned.
Hey, what is this world coming to when we can't even count on teddy bears to give us wholesome entertainment? Hey, he was cussing and doing drugs and junk. Next thing you know, hey, the Care Bears are going to start gangs. You know how you got Teddy Ruxpin doing drugs with Paddington?
You didn't notice the rated R?
No, I assumed it was rated PG. We got Winnie the Pooh sticking up, you know, stores, talking about, all right, hey, hand over the honey, nice and slow, or the piglets get it. And not only that, the stupid ending of it was terrible.
You watched the whole thing?
Well, hey, I didn't want to waste my money.
Well, you did.
I love Uncle Si. Honestly, if they had a show just with Uncle Si and Jace, I'd probably be fine.
Yeah.
Those are my two favorites by far. I think most people would agree with that.
Right.
And last but not least, we have a couple other things here we want to try to get in before the end of the show, but there's so much other stuff, I don't know if we'll get to it today. This is Joel Cordes with BleacherReport.com talking about the San Antonio Spurs, because guess what? After the injury to Westbrook today, Oklahoma City ain't going to win the NBA championship this year.
Yeah, that is just the question. If they were at full health, I would actually have given the Spurs the nod over the Oklahoma City Thunder, both for the Western Conference championship and for having the best shot at taking down Miami, simply because the Spurs won't shy away from that moment. There still was a little bit of doubt in Oklahoma City's mind during that finals, and it got bigger last year as they dropped four straight games.
Well, they may not be healthy, but they are the much healthier of the two between Oklahoma City and San Antonio now. So, sorry, Oklahoma City fans, that sucks, and I hate to see that. I'm not the biggest Westbrook fan in the world, but I hate to see the guy go out with an injury. So I guess now I give Houston a puncher's chance of knocking off Oklahoma City in that series, because they had a heck of a game the other night.
Yeah, they're a good team, man.
Mikhail's got him playing well.
See, Durant's going to have to take like 15 more shots a game now. I don't know if he's going to know what to do.
I don't know. Don't sleep on Memphis. Memphis has a great team. They
no
match
question.
Up better with Miami than any – I don't think that
– That's what Joe Klein said.
The Thunder, they're not equipped to play a team like the Heat, whereas Memphis can, so can San Antonio, and that's about it.
Well, frankly, the Lakers may be a better matchup for Miami with two bigs.
Yeah, but you just don't have the firepower.
Well, they got a lot of other issues.
They can't get it done, yeah, in other ways. But.
Okay, so from now on, Randy, we're going to have a segment on which chick is hotter in the WNBA because we have lit up the Keith Lee Service.
Have I gotten any love at all? Am I taking crazy pills?
Kev says Jay-Z signs Diggins. He'll be tapping that. I don't think that's true, and that's really that's crazy for you to talk like that. I don't know if you mentioned – if you noticed who his wife is. Jason says Skylar Diggins is way hotter. Elena is too tall to date.
I'm 6'8". That does not come across to me.
That does not apply to you.
Not
you're right.
All.
You like can date a 6'5".
She would go to prom with me because she could wear heels. That's why I always had a prom date.
She just graduated from college. She's not going to prom with anybody. Let me ask you this, Matt Stell, giant.
You're killing fantasy world.
Tallest musician on the planet outside of that rapper guy, R&B dude from the 90s.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name?
I don't know.
He was like 6'8". He's terrible.
Good sized old boy.
He was a one-hit wonder. Forget it. Anyway, so 6'5", would you rather date a girl 6'5", or like 6 foot?
I don't.
Have you ever gone out with a girl with 6'5"?
Probably.
Have you ever picked up a chick for a date and she was wearing a bow tie? Moving on. Okay, that's all I got.
She was only wearing a bow tie.
Now you're talking.
She was wrapped. She was gift wrapped. She wasn't dressed. I'm just kidding.
It's not a bow tie. It's just a bow. Not just the same thing.
Oh.
She had a bow in her hair.
It's all where you wear it. Okay.
That's true.
Neck is masculine. Hair is feminine.
Right. Right.
Jot that down, Cliff. I don't want to forget that.
Yep. One is worn by Brittany Griner. One is worn by Brittany Griner's girlfriend.
It's like, it's just like we were eating crawfish yesterday, and the idea of eating cold crawfish is like gross to me.
Yes.
But the idea of eating hot boiled shrimp is gross to me. Like, I want, what's the difference? You know, why I want my shrimp cold, my crawfish hot. It's like the tie, bow tie thing.
That's a worse analogy than my steak chicken
analogy.
Well,
it wasn't misogynistic.
You're assuming all the shrimp are dudes?
Dude shrimp.
Okay.
Darren only eats dude shrimp.
A couple more clips in the Pryor Center, then we'll come back, we'll play some Matt Stell music, and if we have time, we'll squeeze Tiger Bait in because Matt Stell is a huge fan of Tiger Bait.
I am.
Randy, two more clips. We've got one from a legend and one from another legend. One from an athletic director legend standpoint, Frank Broyles, and one from Paul Eels, a broadcasting legend indeed. Both from 83.
They're both from the
same story. This is from the Lou Holtz resignation.
Yeah.
Hopefully the audio is better.
December in Fayetteville. He kind of surprised everyone.
You
resigned, and then
it was a cold day in December of 1983.
You'll get the idea when you hear Paul trying to do his stand-ups. But we can just play these back to back if you want. But
yeah.
Broyles followed Holtz after he announced his resignation, made some comments.
Couldn't have been any more awkward than Lou was.
Paul Eels had to send all the material back to Little Rock, and so he was taping a stand-up out in the cold.
Was he always outside? Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. Having done a lot of stand-ups in the cold, you sound drunk a lot of the time because you, for some reason, cannot enunciate after a couple of cracks at it. Then it starts to get in your head. Not good.
Gentlemen and ladies, let me start by reiterating my feeling about Lou Holtz as a coach and as a person. And I want the record to clearly show that I consider him today, as I did and have for the last 7 years, to be as brilliant a coach as I've ever seen. Moreover, in the 7 years he has been with us, I have developed a strong love and affection for him and his family. For these reasons, this is the saddest time that I've ever had in my athletic career.
That's why firing his ass.
Tough times
is so
don't
awkward.
Last, but tough people do. That was Lou Holtz. Let's break that. I'm going to start again. Okay. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. That was Lou Holtz at the University of Arkansas, and that will be Lou Holtz wherever his future leads him. The 7-year head coach, with a success ratio of 9 victories per season, tendered his official resignation as head football coach at the University of Arkansas today before a jam-packed house at the Broyles Athletic Complex.
Okay, Paul.
Stand up open, cut 3. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. Oh, we got a couple of great...
I think anyone else
tough
would be
times don't
right
last
now.
But tough people do. That was the philosophy of Arkansas football coach. Let's break that. Doggone it. I'm going to do it one more time. My teeth are freezing to my gums. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. That was head football coach Lou Holtz at the University of Arkansas, and that will continue to be Lou Holtz wherever his future may lead. The 7-year head football coach here at Arkansas officially tendered his resignation today before a room filled with media in the Broyles Athletic Complex. I'm going to do one more. This is going to be the keeper right here. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. That was Lou Holtz at the University of Arkansas, and that will continue to be Lou Holtz's philosophy wherever his future leads him. The 7-year head football coach, with a success ratio of 9 wins per season, tendered his official resignation this morning at the Broyles Athletic Complex here in Fayetteville.
Want to try one more just for the heck of it?
Should I do one more?
Yeah, we'll do one more. That'll be it.
Okay. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. That was Lou Holtz at the University of Arkansas, and that will continue to be Lou Holtz wherever his future may lead. The 7-year head football coach at the University of Arkansas, with a success ratio of 9 wins per season, tendered his official resignation as coach today at the Broyles Athletic Complex here in Fayetteville.
There you go.
So would you have been cussing?
A lot, yes. That was Tim Hamilton, too, you heard there. And Tim is he was the chief photog talk at Channel 7 for a long time, and now he's
– shot with Paul for years
yeah,
and years.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, Tim's a great one for sure, too. A couple
and,
of
you know,
legends there.
He had done a couple of those that were good, but then Tim said, let's just do one more. Yeah. And that last one was the best take,
that's
I think.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, Paul was a pro. The best – my favorite video of Paul ever was he was shooting a video, and it was actually shooting a gun. And the thing kicked back.
Had goggles on.
Yeah, and it hit him in the face, and blood was running down his nose. He
never
didn't break
kicked
it.
A word.
He was good.
Yeah, that's a pro.
The second tallest, or maybe the tallest. Are you 6'8"?
No, I said that.
6'6".
6'6". I listed it 6'7".
Everybody
in
over 6'1 is a giant to me. This is how we do. Montel Jordan. Because he even says in there, 6'8" or something in this terrible song. I remember this. This song was a staple in my college years.
Let's say, man, this used to, my mom used to drop me off the skating rink when we were living in Florida this year.
Yeah, well, I'm older than you. When I was in college, I drank a lot, and I listened to music like this. Do you see a correlation? I do. Now I listen to stuff like Matt Stell because I don't drink as much, so we will share some of that with you when we come back. Randy, thank you for the clips. That's good stuff.
Fun, thanks.
My teeth are sticking to my gums. That's never a good thing. Beautiful. Get up to Sport Clips. If you got a big show this weekend like Matt Stell does, get yourself decked out. It's going to be a guy there, Matt. You know this.
Yep. It's where you want to be.